What way? The Gleason way.
What's up, listeners? Episode 3, week 3, main focus Zilla, main focus T, and this is 2705 Gleason Way. Today we bring you the Halloween episode. And before we get into the episode, I'm going to give you a brief rundown of how Halloween originated. Halloween is a holiday celebrated each year on October 31st. The tradition originated with the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, when people would light bonfires and wear costumes to ward off ghosts. In the 8th century, Pope Gregory III designated November the 1st as a time to honor All Saints. Soon, All Saints Day incorporated some of the traditions of Samhain. The evening before was known as All Hallows Eve and later Halloween. Over time, Halloween evolved into a day of activities like trick-or-treating, carving jack-o'-lanterns, festive gatherings, wearing costumes, and eating treats. Now, I'm gonna need y'all to stop what you're doing, hit that subscribe button, spam that like button, and don't forget that you can hit us up and chime in at any time via voice message through the Anchor app. Now, be prepared to be entertained. Tell the listeners what we bringing them today, Zilla. 2705, Gleason Way.
Just to let you know how this guy right here, one of the guys that we're going to be talking about in our local segment, how he's been had a tradition of cheating, you know. Even though, you know, when you're wrestling, everything's fake. But maybe this wasn't so fake because you called up a little black boy to the stage and said, hey, you can bounce the ball 15 times. I'm going to give you $500. And on top of that, he said, hey, I can look at you and tell that you and your family needs more than this $500. But at the end, by the time the boy bounced the ball the 14th time, the $1 million man reaches his hands out and slaps the ball away so he couldn't bounce it for the 15th time and tell him that, hey, if you don't do the job, you don't get paid. Wrong. You know? That's dead wrong. Because the little boy would have been the bounce the ball 15 times and would have won his $500. But the main point of this and the main point of me adding this recording into the episode is just to let y'all see how the $1 million man has already had some type of prejudice in his body, you know. Even though you're acting, you're playing an act, I understand all that. But why would you tell this boy, by looking at him, I could tell that you and your family needs more than this $500. How could you tell that? Maybe this boy right here, maybe his mother could have been a mayor. Maybe his father was a doctor. Maybe, you know, you don't know. So how could you look at this little black boy and say, hey, I'm going to give you this $500 for bouncing the ball 15 times, but I know you and your family needs more than that. You don't know that. And you're basically profiling the Gleason way. Check it out, y'all.
Let me see you dribble a basketball 10 times. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Good. Oh. Okay, pick the ball up, Virgil. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Sean. If you can dribble this basketball 15 times consecutively without missing, look at here, I'm going to give you $500. Now, I know you and your family could use $500. I can tell by looking at you that you could use a lot more than $500. Okay. Virgil, give me the basketball. Okay, Sean, 15 times. Ready, go. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Oops! We didn't get to 15, Sean. You didn't get to 15, did you? No. He didn't make 15. And you know what that means? What that means, Sean, is you've got to learn a hard, cruel fact of life. When you don't do the job right, you don't get paid.
All right, guys. It's 2705 Gleason Way. We got our boy Sly again. This is our local segment. And we got our boy Main Focus T again. Well, for the first time, you know what I'm saying? To, goddammit, let y'all know what we talking about this week. You know, for those of y'all that don't know, we got Brett Favre. We got the $1 million man, Ted DiBiase. Who else we got, T? Do you know? Offhand. We got a couple more guys. I'm going to tell y'all in a second. But these guys have been taking money from the state of Mississippi. And this money was federally allocated to the state of Mississippi to go to our TANF program. The TANF program, for those of y'all that ain't familiar with it, is a program that is basically like WIC. You know, when you go down there and you get WIC, you get your food, you get your cheese. Y'all done heard of WIC cheese before. You know what I'm saying? The best cheese you can get. You get your cereal. Basically, it's for low income and welfare and shit that these motherfuckers shouldn't be fucking with. And they've been taking it, and they done come to a sum of over $100 million that they done took. Now, here recently in the news, Brett Favre paid back $600,000 of what he done took because he knew it was wrong. But at the same time, our state auditor, Shad White. Our state auditor, he ain't getting that shit. He said, yeah, you paid back this and that. You paid back a little bit more before that. But that ain't all we need. We need the interest off that. Because if I'd have owed the federal government or the state government, they're going to want what I owe plus what they're going to want. They're going to want my interest and any other fees that they done accrued trying to secure their money. You know what I'm saying? So this right here is just another example of the Gleason Way, how we got these guys that, we dealing with these two guys first because they real big guys, and they also is guys that very recognizable to the nation. Everybody in the nation know Brett Favre. You know what I'm saying? Super Bowl winner, Brett Favre. MVP, Brett Favre. Everybody in the nation know Ted DiBiase. The $1 million man. Before wrestling became what it is now, he was influential in bringing wrestling to what it is now. You know what I'm saying? Wrestling wouldn't be what it is now if it wasn't for a guy like Ted DiBiase. You know what I'm saying? So we got Main Focus T in the building today, and we got our guy Sly on the local segment that always with us, and we just going to talk about it a little bit. So, Sly.
What's up, man?
Tell me what you think about these folk taking this welfare money and acting a fool.
Ted DiBiase calls himself the $1 million man and still the $1 million man. His son got problems with with all kind of stuff that's going on in their life. And he's robbing from the hood. And Mr. Britt robbing the hood farm is worth $145 million. With all these acres, what's the name of it? Down there in little town outside of Hattiesburg.
Right.
He's a football.
I think it's Kill, like.
Kill, Mississippi, and he taking money from the community. No, I don't understand that. It seems like the richest the state's taken from the hood. I don't.
Right. It's the opposite of Robin Hood. Instead of rich, you know what I'm saying? How Robin Hood did. Robin Hood robbed from the rich and gave to the poor. Well, Brett Favre and Ted DiBiase are robbing from the poor and giving it to the rich themselves. You know?
Robin.
Right. So it's the exact opposite. You know, and
they're taking food out of these family lives and stuff.
Right.
It's sad.
It's sad, bro. And the thing is, you know, every week we, the subjects that we give y'all, we don't just give y'all these subjects. We have something to do with them. And we don't just have nothing to do with them, but we,
I mean, it's everyday life.
Yeah, it's everyday life. But, you know, we ain't just telling no subjects that we ain't got nothing to do with or that we ain't never heard about, you know. Me and Main Focus T, welcome to the show this week, Main Focus T.
Let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, to all of our listeners, fans, I apologize for my absence. And now that I'm here, you'll see my presence. You'll feel my presence.
Right. Yeah, you know, we had a couple of technical difficulties. Everybody that really know Main Focus T know that he got a busy life. He's a corporate executive. And on top of that, he got almost 10 kids. So, you know, you got to, you know, you got to make provisions for a guy like that. But Main Focus T is here this week, and we're glad to have him here this week. But, T, tell him about our experiences with the million-dollar man, Ted DiBiase. I ain't going to just talk about it because I can, but I talk too much. Tell them about it.
All right. So, growing up, I actually lived in Clinton, Mississippi, and my mother rented a townhouse. And if you know anything about Clinton, then you know how the foundation is in Clinton. Foundation's terrible. So, I mean, I don't even know if that townhouse is still over there on the block, but for the most part, it was in Ted DiBiase's backyard, as you can say. If I went out of my backyard, I mean, he got acres and acres of land. So one time before me and Main Focus, Zeke, we were going out in the backyard, and I think we got Main Focus. Zeke, go ahead and finish the story for me.
I mean, basically, the gist of the story was, me and Main Focus T, being teenagers, we got damn it out roaming, and we said, hey, we're going to take a shortcut. And the shortcut we took us through this backyard that had all type of fancy old school cars in it. You know, this is out off, if you follow Clinton Boulevard, those of y'all that's listening. And matter of fact, before I do that, I want to thank all of our listeners that we got. We got listeners from the U.K., we got listeners from Canada, and we also got listeners from Germany. And those were listeners that I didn't expect, but listen to what I'm saying. The main thing that I'm saying is this was our local, where we stayed at. And we were just kids taking a shortcut. But the shortcut we ended up taking ended up being through the Million Dollar Man's backyard. And if y'all don't know who the Million Dollar Man is, Google him. It's easy to find out. He's a very well-known person. And the importance of this story is basically that we got in trouble. Our mamas didn't play that. Me, Main Focus T, our mamas didn't play that. We going through somebody's yard, and they told our mama that we going to their yard and they ain't like it. Our mama got on our ass. But at the same time, somebody need to get on their ass because they doing wrong to the, not just one or two kids, they doing wrong to the whole state of Mississippi. And the whole state of Mississippi is at a loss because of what Ted DiBiase, the $1 million man, your name is the $1 million man, but you taking hundreds of thousands, millions, you taking millions from kids in your state, in your vicinity, that could use this money. This ain't no money that Trump set out there and said, hey, anybody want to come get it? No, this is money that Trump or the current president or the federal government, whoever, set out and said, this is allocated for the needy families. TANF means teens and needy families. And WIC means women and children. So look at all the vulnerabilities that we include in that. Teens, needy families, women and children. Come on, you the $1 million man. Come on, you the fucking, you are, Super Bowl winner and supposedly an upstanding citizen. You got money. Why are you taking money away from the poorest state in the union, the poorest state in the nation? You taking this money, and we supposed to roll with it. We ain't going to go. So, yeah, we got in trouble for that when we was teenagers. But it's just something to tie it in and let you know that this is the $1 million man. We probably shouldn't have gotten in trouble about it. Cause,
show right.
Right.
I should have had some.
Right.
Like they were trying to cover it up and not bring it up again because I hadn't heard about it in 6 months. It's been going on a long time.
Right.
And
the deal is, it was
coming to the forefront because it's on the social media.
Right. And there was over 79 million, if I'm not mistaken. It's a couple of more people involved in this. Like I said, I'm going to put out the link on the website, let y'all know exactly who all involved in this, but we're dealing with the key players right now tonight. And the key players is Ted DiBiase, the $1 million man, and Brett Favre. We might as well call him the $1 million man too, because he's a $1 million man that doing some bull that he know ain't right. So what Brett Favre did here lately in the news today, which is this right around Halloween. This is a Halloween episode. This is right around Halloween. Brett Favre paid back about $600,000. $600,000 is not a dent in the bucket. It's not a drop in the bucket compared to what you supposed to been paid back. Before that, he paid back about $50,000. That's not a drop in the bucket. You know what you did. You know you got this money. You know it was illegal for you to get. So
from my understanding, he got $1.1 million, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
He worth $145 million with his hand and an extra cooking job. That's fine.
Hold on, Sly. How much you say he worth, Sly?
$145 million.
Right. And you right here in Mississippi stealing welfare money. Come on, listeners. Somebody need to hit our request line. Somebody need to hit our message line. Go on to Anchor. Go on to everywhere and tell us what y'all think about this. Y'all hit us back and let us know what you think about it. Because what we think about it is just plumb ridiculous, right?
And there's people right here that are struggling and shit, and you right here taking $1 million
from
something you don't even need. I don't understand,
boy.
Ooh. It's terrible.
It's crazy. And me, as a football fan, let's get on Brett Favre for a minute. Me, as a football fan, when Brett Favre was in his prime, and, you know, a lot of his prime was at the end of his career, because Brett Favre had a long, stretching career. And at the end of his career, I had to root for him because he was the underdog. He was the old man still out there on the field, still out there getting that money, still out there being productive. When we got young quarterbacks, you still productive. I liked Brett Favre. I still like him right now. But you done got caught up in the wrong. And even if I got caught up in the wrong, like I told y'all in the first episode, I'm like a judge. If you're wrong, you're wrong. Ain't no way around it, you know? So,
man,
it's time for the, what they call it, the chickens to come to roost. You know what I'm saying. It's time for you to pay the piper. And you got it.
Right.
Pay up.
Yeah. That's
what we end up with on this local segment is, what's the guy's name again, main focus T, Shad?
Yeah, Shad White. His name is Shad White.
Shad White. You're doing a great job, sir, because you ain't look at it and say, hey, well, this guy right here, he's a white guy. Or, well, this guy right here, he's a celebrity. Or this guy right here, he, you know, let's sweep it under the rug and see what he going to do. Nah, you came to the door and you said, look, this is what you owe the state of Mississippi. Pay it now. Pay the interest. Not only pay it now. Pay the interest and all the other fees that's included with it. Because if Sly, if you owe the IRS, or if you owe me, or if you owe Tower Loan or anybody else, they ain't going to just want what you owe them. Ain't no such thing as, hey, I gave you $85. Give me $85 back 3 years later. No.
It's a bank claim?
It's interest now. You know?
Right.
So give me all my money back plus my interest. Plus my fees for trying to have to get my money back. So, Shad White, 2705 Gleason Way, would like to applaud you because you're doing a good job. I don't know your political affiliation, but it doesn't matter. Political affiliation doesn't matter when you're doing the right thing. I don't care if you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent, Whig Party, whatever you are. If you're doing the right thing, I got to be behind you. So,
you're right.
You know, anybody that's got anything else they want to add on to this subject?
Nah, not really. I just want to say, yeah, shout out to Chad, man. He doing a great job.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know how.
We got to go cook that money for the state, man.
Right, right.
Yeah, we do need it.
Get that money back to these kids that need it. You know, some people go out there and try to get WIC or try to get HUD or any other government assistance, and they can't get it because the funds been exhausted. Well, why the funds exhausted? The funds exhausted because, first off, we got a lot of people that need it. But second off, we got a lot of people that is getting the funds. Right. They getting the funds and don't even need them. They getting them because they out there. So, you know, we got to have our eyes open.
Getting the funds and using them for their own personal gain instead of feeding the children.
Right.
That's exactly what's happening.
Right. So, we got... That's one thing that this show going to do. Like I said, we ain't railroad nobody. But at the same time, my partner told me at my job, hey, man, don't be saying these folk names. Don't say this, don't say that. I'm going to see what you think about this episode because, you know, we talked about Bully. We talked about Archie. Them black folk. But let's talk about these white folk that's doing the same thing or worse. And you know what I'm saying? We not excluding nobody. Because if we do exclude anybody, we succumbing to the Gleason way. Hey, man, this man right here got so much money. He got so many Super Bowl rings. This man right here, he's a $1 million man. We can't talk about it. No, we talking about everybody. And if you want to come at us, come at us, whatever. But we ain't doing nothing but saying the same thing that's been on the news. It's 2705 Gleason Way. Check us out every week. And make sure y'all like, subscribe, and get at us and let us know what y'all want to hear. Let us know what y'all heard already and didn't agree with or agree with. And we're going to be with y'all every week. You know what I'm saying? My boy Sly, my boy T, y'all give it up for him. This has been our local segment.
Gleason Guitars, we keep strumming to keep you coming. Visit Gleason Guitars for lessons or supplies. Gleason Guitars is proud to support 2705 Gleason 1. Gleason Guitars address is 2709 Gleason Way, Suite G. Straight across the street from Gleason Plumbing. Can't miss it. Y'all come see us.
Okay, listeners. As we all know, one of the most prominent tenets of the Gleason Way is the rich getting richer by any means necessary, even if it's on the back of the poor. So before we close out this episode, I'd like to recite a poem that I feel is only befitting for the topic at hand. But prior to that, I'd like to say again, job well done, Shad White. Job well done. Drinking from my saucer. By John Paul Moore. I've never made a fortune, and I'll never make one now. But it really doesn't matter, 'cause I'm happy anyhow. As I go along my journey, I'm reaping better than I've sowed. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. I don't have a lot of riches, and sometimes the going gets tough. But with kin and friends to love me, I think I'm rich enough. I thank God for the blessings that His mercies have bestowed. I'm drinking from my saucer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. He gives me strength and courage when the way goes steep and rough. I'll not ask for other blessings, for I'm already blessed enough. May we never be too busy to help bear another's load, then we'll all be drinking from our saucer when our cup has overflowed.
What way? The Gleason way.